I think I'm giving up. Not on diabetes itself. I'm still obviously going to be taking my insulin and everything, but I think that I've come to what is likely the end of a phase. At the beginning of this month, I was wearing and carrying 6 different medical devices, and now I'm down to 4. By the end of the week, I'll be down to 3, maybe even 2, which I'm very excited about, but you've come to the end of a phase. And in today's episode, I want to talk about controlled blood sugars versus having freedom with blood sugars and where I'm headed next in order to accomplish a little bit of both, but more so on the freedom. Let's get into our theme song, and then we've got some fun stories for you.
I've spent the last 10 years pushing the limits while identifying trends and patterns in my type 1 diabetes management. Follow along as I learn, apply, and share the fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle strategies that I've learned from diabetes experts around the world. The real question is, how can we live fearlessly with diabetes while maintaining stable blood sugars? This podcast is here to give you the answer. My name is Matt Vandevecht, head coach and co-founder of FTF Warrior, and welcome to Part of My Pancreas.
So there's no such thing as true balance. I just need to get that one out into the open at the start of this episode. A lot of people talk about finding balance in life. You know, if you believe in the yin and the yang, the concept I get, but there's a lot of different ways to say it. But a lot of people are looking for true balance overall. And I hate to break it to you, but through my own lived experiences and all of those hundreds of people that I've coached through these processes that we teach, there is no such thing as continued perfect balance and harmony. The reality is that if you are trying to make progress in life, you are likely making uneven or unequal progress in different areas of life. For example, right now, I'm training for a half Ironman. I am not making as much progress in other areas of my life because I'm putting so much attention and focus. It's creating tension in other areas of my life. No, I'm kidding. It's become such a focus, and it has to, because I'm training for hours and hours every single day, that I'm making big progress in one area, but a lack of progress or maintenance in others. Now, technically speaking, because I know there's a couple of you listening or watching this and you're like, but Matt, technically speaking, there can be balance achieved. It's true. You can find true balance in the absence of progress, which is dangerous, right? And that's why I didn't even want to mention it at the beginning. But yes, technically speaking, you can find true balance in the absence of progress where everything is at a standstill. You found essentially your happy spot or your happy place, right? But the issue is that we as humans were created to make progress through life. Progress in relationships, in careers, in our fitness, in our mental health and strength, in our diabetes management, right? And the more stagnant you become, at least in my experience, the more depressed I've become. And I mean, as somebody who was actually diagnosed with depression as a child and then re-diagnosed as an adult, I've had my fair share of those experiences. And I can attribute a portion of those experiences to stagnation and just not moving, not making progress in the ways that I wanted to in life. One of those was diabetes. Diabetes, when I was first diagnosed, halted me in my tracks. I mean, I didn't expect to get much further than that in life, and I got depressed thinking that this was as good as it was ever going to get. Now, I'm getting off track. I want to pull it back in. Balance cannot be achieved unless you are expecting nothing, if you do not want to make progress. But if you want to achieve progress or feel momentum, there will be an imbalance as you make progress in some areas more than in others. Now, with blood sugars, I want to draw attention to this because on a lot of consultation calls that I do with the clients that I take on that are type 1 like me, we talk about blood sugar control, but we also talk about blood sugar freedom. And these tend to be kind of the two main areas that people want, the two paths that people see as part of their own diabetes management life journey. Right, where some people think, well, if my blood sugars were more controlled, I'd get more out of life because I wouldn't have to worry about them so much. And other people think, well, all I do is worry about my blood sugars and try harder every single day and take notes and document and da da da. And I just want to be free. I just want flexibility in my food choices and my activities. And I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I can tell you they're both important, they're both critical. If you want to live a best life with diabetes, because if you have either side at an imbalance for too long, it can be depressing, defeating, and ultimately kind of zaps your desire for living a fulfilled life. So in looking at which of these paths will serve you best, I want you to know that while you can't balance it out at the same time, because you can't go down two paths at the same time, they are quite literally opposite paths, right? As you strive for more control and more perfection, you tend to give up more freedom as you pursue consistency and documentation and research. There's not a lot of freedom or flexibility in that, right? But alternatively, if you pursue freedom as your priority, your main course, you tend to sacrifice some of the control with the blood sugars because you are going up for things like pizza and burgers and french fries, right? Like last night was my how many years it's been. It was my diversary. I was diagnosed on December 23rd, 2009. Okay, so quick math, darn. Now I can figure it out now. It's been 14 years, right? So 14 years with type 1 diabetes, but I didn't recognize how many years it had been. And it was a wonderful realization when my little sister, who has been on this podcast as well, she also lives with type 1 diabetes and is a registered nurse. She does a lot of great work there. She texted me, very thoughtful, and said, "Hey, Matt, happy diversary. I'm lucky to have a dia bestie like you, dia buddy." And, you know, we talk a lot about diabetes, and it's wonderful having that support. And I texted her back, and I said, "Thank you so much. This is a pivotal moment for me. This is the first time ever that I can't tell you right away off the top of my head how many years I've had diabetes," which for me is a huge win. For the first time ever, I feel like it's not top of mind. It's starting to move to back of mind, more into automation. And I thought, wow, that's huge, right? Especially now that I'm a dad, I'm on my way to becoming a half Ironman, and I run my own business, and I'm pursuing relationships that are deepening with my parents and my siblings and my in-laws and just like, and my wife, of course, right? And recognizing that life is so much more than just blood sugars. And this is coming from somebody who I need to measure this out one of these days, but it's been like 4 or 5 years, I think, maybe even longer, that I have maintained over a 90% time in range average. And you know what? I'm going to pull up my report. So we got 7 days. I'm going to refresh this. So we got 94%, if you're seeing that. Now, the topic of this episode is actually pretty relative to this, where you can see my numbers are actually loosening up a little bit, right? I got 94%, of course, that's actually kind of automatic now. And we'll talk more about that and how you can get there towards the end of this episode. But my average glucose, 137, it's gone up a little bit. For a while, it was about 120. Standard deviation, 27. That's also gone up a bit. I usually sit between 19 and 25. But overall, still happy with this. And I would say it's as I'm building more flexibility and freedom into my life with diabetes, I want to maintain control, but I'm no longer pursuing control, right? And that's the deal I've made with myself, is this imbalance that's just a constant in our lives. I want to choose which one is more important to me right now. And obviously we're nearing 2024, right? And if you're watching this afterwards, then you made it. You're on the other side of the year. But for this, you know, I've pursued control for years. I developed the 80-20 blood sugar formula, which is, literally how I can maintain above a 90% time in range, with it being, I wouldn't say effortless, but very close to automated, as I'm pursuing athletic goals and family goals and business goals and all these different things. It just kind of happens, right? And it's not by accident. It's because I did pursue control first. That was the path. That was the imbalance, is that I put all of my eggs into one basket to get it controlled so I could lay the foundation and then shift gears over the last couple of years into more freedom, into more flexibility. And now, I told you, I'm at the end of this phase. I'm feeling a bit of a harder shift, right? I've been wearing all these different medical devices, testing and documenting and data collecting. I'm writing a book right now about these strategies, about blood sugar formulas. We put together challenges and master classes and communities and different groups that we teach monthly and bring in expert speakers. Like, whew, it's been a lot. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love every minute of it, but it might be time for a shift for me. And heading into what could be a long-term shift. It could be a week. I don't know. You know, I'm looking at MDI once again. I've already ordered some supplies for that. Shifting into a much more simplified management style where I expect to still keep my 90% and above time and range. Not going to let that one go without a fight. But I recognize that I need to find the balancing point again, right? Where I've gone down the control route in all of my research in the last couple of years for this book that I'm going to be putting out. And I need to rebalance the equation. And a lot of people that come and talk to me about working with us, coming into our programs for type 1 diabetes coaching, you know, and learning the 80-20 blood sugar formula that I use, a lot of people think, hey, first step, we're probably going to try and see how pizza goes, right? We're going to experiment and like see how my formulas are. And like, no, that's not it at all. We're actually going to go into control first. The idea is to set your foundation before we can build in the flexibility and the freedom. Because if your foundations aren't set properly, you're never going to have the ability to do this kind of thing where it just kind of feels like it's autopilot, right? And so a lot of people think, oh, you go in, you set up formulas and you have fun. It's like, no. The first couple of lessons that we work through are really just getting to the root cause of blood sugar fluctuations so you don't have to worry so much about is it going up or is it going down. Once you have your control set, you have that concrete foundation for blood sugar management, then we start building the formula together for blood sugars. Then we work our way into what do you want life to look like? Right, and that's where it gets so fun, right? 90% is amazing, but when you can get 90% while living life on your terms, right? That's amazing. That's as good as it gets, right? So what I wanted to share this episode for was a couple of different reasons. One is just acknowledging in my own life this shift, and this part's for me, even just kind of documenting this part of my own journey, recognizing that there is no constant balance without lack of progress, right? So you're not going to feel like everything is perfect unless you're refusing to challenge yourself. And that can be a very dangerous spot to be in, because for a long time, that's what I was pursuing. I was pursuing this tranquility, right, in my life. And I was like, you know what? Life is full of challenges because overcoming challenges is what progress is. That's how you define it, right? Progress is overcoming of challenges towards a solution or end goal. And so if I want tranquility and a lack of challenges, well, that means that I'm not making progress in life. And how depressing is that? You know, to get to the end of your life and go, all right, that was at least decent. I experienced no challenges. I did not grow. And here I am, the same person I was 50 years ago. That's rough, right? I want to get to the end of my life and look back and go, wow, I overcame so many different challenges. I am 10 times the person that I thought I would become. I am so much more than I thought I was capable of. That sounds pretty cool to me. So that's the end of a phase for me is, you know, pushing for this control. Now I am looking for that balancing point. I talk to you guys a lot about healthy and happy, control and freedom, but you don't pursue both at the same time. It's initially going to be an imbalance. And oftentimes you look at what you currently have and it's the exact opposite, right? So if you have control and you want freedom, you might have to give up a little bit of control and pursue freedom to get that balancing point right. If you've got the freedom, you're eating pizza and hamburgers and you know, you're playing on a soccer team and you just let your blood sugar sit at 400, you're not controlled at all, well, you might have to give up all the chaos and spontaneity temporarily while you pursue control to reset that balance, right? And oftentimes in life, I look at what is growth. Growth is oftentimes the opposite direction of what we've been going, and that's why it's so hard to take the first step. And I want to leave you with this. Growth is never comfortable, ever. I've got a number of projects that I'm pursuing right now for the realm of type 1 diabetes. And I'm going to be honest with you. I am now realizing it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. The book is one of those pursuits. I'm going to be completely transparent with you. Writing a book, like a really good book, not just like, oh, I wrote a book, but like writing a book that I want to be my legacy. It's hard. It is really hard. knowing that people will attach my name to this forever, that this is how I will be remembered, that this will be the book that will help people find their solution for blood sugars. And if I miss anything, it's forever missing, right? Like, that's stressful. That's kind of a lot. So, there's a lot of challenges that I'm running into right now, but I enjoy the process. It's forcing me to grow, to step into a better version of myself. And when I look at how I started this episode, blood sugar control versus blood sugar freedom, I have achieved control. Most recently, got my big goal, which was 7 days in a row of 100% time in range. Woo-hoo! That was amazing. I don't even know how to describe it. It was both exhilarating and absolutely stressful. As I got to the last day, I was like, I can't let it go now. And for those of you who are curious, I think standard deviation was 19 and average glucose was 120 or 121, something like that. So since then, that was a couple weeks ago, yes, those have both gone up, which is not good, right? I've let go a little bit to pursue more freedom and flexibility. And obviously right now, well, not obvious, but at the time of this video going live, yesterday will have been Christmas, which for me is tomorrow. So today, right now, is actually Christmas Eve, which at the very least should show how dedicated I am to this craft, to you, to bringing these episodes to you guys. I am very proud at how consistent I have been. I've never missed an episode in like 4 or 5 years, every single week. I will not let you guys down. I'm here for the long haul. But it's interesting, as I record an episode about shifting towards freedom, and here I am in the office recording a video for you guys. Not quite the same, but understanding that with diabetes and blood sugars, it's a difficult journey, no matter which path you take, whether you take one or the other, or figure out a way to find both. But understanding that once you push into the end, the final lap, we'll call it, of the race, right? If you've got your blood sugars controlled and you did it the right way, like if you have set up a blood sugar formula, let's say you've worked with us and you set up the 80-20 blood sugar formula, you put that work in, you get to a spot where you can shift to maintenance mode, right? And that's what I am planning on doing. This is the plan. I'll walk you through it. I have gotten my blood sugars to a place where they are so predictable, so consistent, that I can set it on, we'll say, cruise control, right? Like, we'll use a car analogy. If you're a car and you're driving on an on-ramp to get to the freeway, the gas pedal is down. I drive a stick shift, right? I prefer stick shift. Let me know if you guys feel the same way. Stick shifts are just better cars. It's so much more fun. It feels like you're racing. Anyways, I drive a stick shift. So as I'm putting the gas down to catch up to the traffic speed on the freeway, right, it's first gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear, fifth gear. I'm now going 65 miles an hour. We went through all those different phases, and now I can put the car in cruise control on the freeway, and the car doesn't have to work as hard, right? You just kind of maintain momentum. With diabetes, it's very similar. So you set up, phase one, is my insulin to carb ratio correct? Phase two, where's my basal insulin correction factor? Phase three, how are my responses to different activities and my blood sugars? Do I have to eat carbs if I want to go for a walk, right? Like, you get through these phases, then you get to the end, you put all the pieces together into a blood sugar formula, and that's you hitting cruise control. Like, that's how it works. And now that it's in cruise control, you can enjoy the scenery to a certain degree. You don't want to crash your car, right? Obviously. So you keep your hands on the steering wheel, you count your carbs, you take your insulin, do what you got to do. But you can look around a little bit, kind of take it in, enjoy more of life, engage in conversation with your passenger, so to speak. And that is what I'm shifting towards right now, where I'm going to throw it in cruise control for a bit. Just kind of enjoy maintenance mode of blood sugars so that I can enjoy more of life, get more done, finish my book, go be a half Ironman. Who knows? Maybe take it farther and just go for the whole Ironman. Oh, geez, that'd be tough. But this is the end goal for me, is getting to a place where I can run blood sugars so close to automated that it feels like I'm just clicking on cruise control and I'm able to rely on that. And to give you a different example, we'll use fitness as an example. Day one, going to a gym, week one, month one, those are very difficult and you have to push through a lot of growth. And it's uncomfortable because you are literally breaking muscle tissue down and repairing it. And it's a hard process to build new habits. But I mean, I've been working out now at this point for, oh gosh, like 20 years, right? Consistently. Like, I don't miss more than a couple days ever, even when I'm traveling. So now, I'm going to be honest with you, working out, it's a lot easier than it would be if I had stopped going completely for like a couple of years and trying to get back into it. So for a lot of us, and this might not be you, but just in case it is, a lot of us, the goal with blood sugar management is to get to that place where you can hit cruise control, get to that place where you're just in maintenance mode, right? So that you can set it and almost forget it. So, you know, focus on other areas of life that might be more important to you, which for me, I mean, I've got a 2-year-old now. And tomorrow morning, she gets to wake up for her first Christmas where she actually understands what's going on. And I get to see the magic in her eyes as she unwraps presents. And like, we just took her to see Christmas lights tonight in the neighborhoods nearby. And I got to be present for that. And I wasn't worried about blood sugars, right? Where that used to not be a thing. Blood sugars used to pull me out of the moment with so many different family activities. I used to say no to going out with friends and family because the food was too hard to dose for. I've said no to trips to Europe. Like, diabetes can take so much away from you if you let it. But if you're willing to go through those phases, right, gear one, gear two, gear three, and get up to speed with your diabetes, set up your blood sugar formulas, you can put it in maintenance mode. Hit that cruise control button. And it's never going to go completely away, right? But get it to a place where it is just so minimal, the requirements that diabetes has on you, that you get to enjoy the ride. Look around. Talk with the people you love and be present. So that's the phase that I'm entering right now. I'm really excited about it. It's something that, I mean, this is what the game of blood sugar formulas was created for, is to give quality of life, peace of mind, and enjoyment of everything else that life has to offer. So that's really all I got for you guys today. I'm going to go get my Santa gear ready. I got to get some presents under the tree, and I'm really pumped about that. But for all of you, you're probably listening after Christmas has already happened, because this isn't going to go live for a couple of days. But I had this thought, and I just couldn't hold it back. I wanted to share it with you guys today because this is such a big part of what I do, is helping people get blood sugars controlled so that you can enjoy more of life. And it's got to be in that order. I tried enjoying life first and being ignorant of my diabetes, and I drove my A1C up. I was going high and low and high and low every single day. It made enjoying life more difficult, nearly impossible, because even if I wanted to ignore my diabetes, it reminded me that it was there, right? The lows, the highs, it's impossible to ignore completely. So you got to stick with the hard work first. You know, set up your control. You got to do it correctly if you want it to be maintenance mode. If you ever want to hit that cruise control button, you have to be setting it up the right way first, which is with your blood sugar formulas. Once those are in place, you can hit cruise control and choose your path. It's that simple. So I hope you enjoyed this one. And if you did, drop a comment. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know what freedom with diabetes looks like for you. I would love to hear that. And if you're on the podcast, be sure to hit subscribe. We're going to be sharing a whole lot of stuff from the book that I'm writing in the upcoming episodes. And do share this. You know, we don't put paid ads behind this. We don't take on ridiculous sponsorships or anything like that. The only way these episodes get shared is when good people like you take it and put it somewhere else. You know, on a Facebook group, in an email to your best friend, to your endocrinologist, whoever it is. So share these episodes around. My goal is to inspire and give strategies that people know what's possible and then pursue it, right? So I hope in some way this is encourages you to do that, to pursue greater things with diabetes, because it doesn't have to stop us. It doesn't even have to slow us down, right? And I'm proud of you for being here. So yeah, share this episode Sorry, I'm running out of juice today. It's been a long Christmas Eve. But no, share the episode, especially if you think that someone else out there could benefit from this. Subscribe so you don't miss the next one as we go deeper into some of the tactics and strategies behind the book that I'm writing for type 1 diabetics just like us. Appreciate you for hanging out and keep up the fight.